As
Glory
we
to your name.
Come to worship today. My prayer as you came with one thing on your mind, and that's to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
My Lord. My Lord.
If you've come today to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then nothing else matters.
Glory.
And if you came with something else in the back of your mind, my prayer is already that the Lord will remove it, that you would receive what he has for you.
Yes.
I come to receive what he has for me.
Yes, Lord.
For the victory, there's victory in the word. So we invite you to the book of 2 Corinthians. Got quite a bit to read today, but it's in the book. And if it's in the book, it's all good.
Amen.
And I will be reading from the New Living Translation today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 4 through 12 and then 17 and 18. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's on the screen, but I do invite you to get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out because I want you to make sure you know what this thing says, that you can go back to it, because God is just an awesome God. Amen. And the word of God says, we are confident of this because of our great trust in God through Christ. It is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God.
Yes.
He has enabled us to be ministers of this new covenant. This is a covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death. But under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. Verse 7, the old way with laws etched in stone led to death. Though it began with such glory that the people of Israel could not bear to look at Moses' face. For his face shone with the glory of God, even though the brightness was already fading away. Shouldn't we expect far greater glory under the new way, now that the Holy Spirit is giving life? Verse 9 says, if the old way, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way, which makes us right with God? In fact, the first glory was not glorious at all compared with the overwhelming glory of the new way. So if the old way, which has been replaced, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way, which remains forever?
My God.
Verse 12. Since this new way gives us such confidence, we can be very bold. Then dropping down to verse 16. And he says, but whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Some Bibles say liberty. Verse 18, so all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for your word, Lord. And it's a thought that God wants you to know, which he has promised us throughout the years, but which he has given us. Behold, the glory of God is in you.
Thank you, Lord.
The glory of God is in you. Somebody just say to yourself, the glory of God is in me.
The glory of God is in me.
Oh, somebody didn't say that. Somebody didn't say that. You need to say today, the glory of God is in you. The glory of God is in you. And I don't know about you, but I come to tell you today that if you know that the glory of God is in you, it ought to invoke some type of praise in your life. I can't see what you're doing, but you ought to be shouting. You ought to bring dance. You ought to break unto a thank you, Jesus, because you realize that the glory of our Father, the glory that is above all glory, the glory that is written love, the glory that the Lord has put, and say, it's in you. I don't glory. Know about you, yes. but if there's glory something you can't name. Praise God Jesus. For just a minute, yes. and say, thank Jesus, you, Jesus. Jesus. If you can't Jesus. Shout hallelujah, if you can't just crack a smile, glory or to your just name. Wave glory your to hand, your name. If there's something that doesn't move on the inside, then there's something yes, that's Lord. Blocking some of your nerves, that's letting that thing get to your brain, which comes from my your God. Heart, that my the glory God. Of God is in you. And when glory of yes. God is, there is liberty. Oh, I'm telling you something. Oh, when the glory of the Spirit hallelujah. Of the Lord is, there is freedom hallelujah. From all these oh, things God. Of the world. There is freedom from death. There is freedom from life. There is freedom Jesus, from pain. Jesus, there is freedom Jesus. From doubt. There is freedom from sin. Oh, where the glory of the Lord is. Somebody, oh, yes. somebody, did Jesus. You hear Sister Cindy say, yes, go ahead and tell me what Jesus. You want. But my Jesus. God is right here for the glory. Jesus. And Sister Cynthia, he wasn't just sitting right there. Yes, his yes. glory is on the inside. So when he's hallelujah. On the inside, he say, you got to go. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank the Lord
oh,
God.
Oh, thank God. Jesus. Glory Jesus. To your name. Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Thank you.
Glory to
the
your glory name,
of God yes, is in you. The glory, glory. Of God oh, is yes. in you. I don't care yes. what nobody else says. I don't care if they don't like your decision. I don't care yes. if they disagree with you. And I ain't talking side job. I'm talking period. If they don't agree with the word of God, don't you worry, because the glory of God is on the inside of you. And that oh, is yes, the word. We is. Said what? Yes, we talked about is. Abiding. That means never to depart. That yes, means it's always. Always there, it's gonna glory. Stay, it's rooted and grounded. That means glory. You ain't gotta worry whether you're in a house or whether you want a job, it's always there. You can be homeless, but the glory is on the inside. Jesus. You can be Jesus. Poor, but the glory is on the inside. Jesus. You can be rich, Jesus. But the glory is on the inside. Jesus. You can be in the yes, middle, but the glory of God is on the inside.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, glory Jesus.
Jesus,
glory to your name.
Your glory, glory is on to your inside, name, Lord God, because your spirit lives within me. Jesus. Your spirit oh, yes, is within me. Yes, your spirit does. Is hallelujah. Within all of us. So glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry today. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, just God. Speak your word, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory
anything
to your name,
is not
Jesus.
Your word, Lord God.
Glory
in
to
the
your name
of Jesus, we rebuke just your word today, Lord
yes, God.
God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's what we're supposed to say today. When we talk to pastors this week, we say, well, what do you do? How are you going to handle it? Say, I'm going to do what I've always been doing. I'm just going to speak the word of God.
Jesus. Jesus.
So today,
glory to your name, Jesus.
Behold, the glory of God is in you. And the first thing he tells us is
yes.
it's a testimony yes. of the Spirit.
Yes.
Not a testimony of what you did, not a testimony of how great you are, but we say how great thou art when we talk about God. We talk about God. And it's just in the scripture. So if you got your Bible, just go to the Bible. Just go to your word and look at 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, and look at verses 4-6. He says, we are confident of all this because of our great trust in God through Christ.
Yes.
Now, and before I read the rest, let me plant this seed. The church of Corinth was like our world today. It was a business center. There were those in control, the Roman Empire, y'all, that did not necessarily believe in Jesus as Messiah.
My Lord.
And so because of that, but they were wise people in their own regard. They permitted, the Christians, they permitted them to what? Worship the way they wanted, as long as they observed a few rules.
Mercy.
So you have to understand that even though they were not a faithful empire, God made a way that his people, his chosen, could still worship.
My God, my God.
So because they could still worship, Paul, which had planted this church among Jews and Gentiles, which there was a great division, by the way. So I don't want you to think your divisions we see today are anything new. When Paul planted the church in Corinth, the Jews were on one side and the Gentiles were on the other.
My Lord.
And even though they all believed in Jesus Christ, they never quite all came together. Y'all hear me now. This is not a new thing that we face today. This is just the word of God teaches us how to go through this thing.
Thank you, Lord.
So verses 4-6 say, but we are confident of all this because of our great trust in God through Christ. Yes. It is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. He has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This is a covenant not written of laws, not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death. But in the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. Paul said, I need to explain something. I need to explain to all of you who are hanging on to the Ten Commandments, the old law. Yes. I need to explain something. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. That's good history, and it's an anchor of how we got started. See, but I need to explain something because I need to make you certain that you're aware that some things have changed. And the change is not a bad thing. The change is a greater thing.
Amen.
So he said, look at here. I don't want you to forget. So he didn't want, he said, look, the old law was the covenant of God. That was a good thing. He said, we're confident because of Christ. He said, we don't think of anything wrong with that. He enabled us, what, to minister of the new covenant, what, of Christ Jesus, which they didn't have before. He said, that was a difference. We know Paul was talking about what? The old law died when Christ died. The new law came in to supersede the other. Didn't say it was no effect. Didn't say to forget it. Didn't say that it had it was still rooted and grounded in God. But he said what? The new law was that he lived. And because he lived and got up, he said, I send my Spirit to you.
My God.
To make all things know. So what are you talking about, Pastor? What are you talking about? Well, go if you want to understand what the old was, go to Jeremiah. Go to Jeremiah 31. Chapter 31, verses 31 and 34. He said, the day is coming, says the Lord, when I will make what? A new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. He was prophesying about the Messiah then. Then this covenant would not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. They broke the covenant, though I love them as a husband, loves his wife, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant. He's talking about the Ten Commandments. God knew that even before he could give them the commandments, they had broken them. He knew that when gave the commandments, there was a reason. I need to expose your sin.
My God.
And that's what the Ten Commandments do. They expose our sin. And because of exposing our sin, we were separated from God. Mm. Do we not understand that because we were separated from God, the glory of God did not live within us. It could not live within a what? Filthy temple. It had to be sanctified and set apart, so they put it on the inner parts of the temple. Moses brought him down. There was a countenance about him. Oh my God, thank you. But he could not what? Look on the glory of God. That's what he says there. He says what? But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them. I will write them what? On their hearts. I will be their God. And this is the Old Testament, y'all, pointing to what? To Jesus. This is the Old Testament, y'all, where he said what? Put my blood on the doorposts. Write them all around you on your walls and teach them. He said, but I could not put them in you because there was sin on the inside of you. I could not put them in because my law, my presence cannot abide where there's sin.
My God.
So it was all an external thing. And he said, they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, you should know the Lord, for everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already, says the Lord. I will forgive their wickedness and will never again remember their sin. Now, I don't know if you believe in prophecy or not, but I think you're intelligent enough when you read the word that when he says in Jeremiah, there will come a day that we can connect the dots. I don't care how long it takes you to connect them. I know that's what's able that you can connect the dots because that's the love of Christ. He will take as long as it takes for you to connect the dots that way back when he gave us the commandments. He's going to take those commandments off of the tablets, out of the ark, and he's going to put those commandments in your heart through his son, Jesus the Christ, and will have the glory of God on the inside because it'll be a testimony of the Spirit.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
He says what? He has enabled us to be ministers of this new covenant. It's of the Spirit. The Spirit gives life. You don't have to just stop there. If you look at Hebrews, if you want more, I want you to go read it on your own time so that you have an understanding. In Hebrews 8, it says, since every high priest is required to offer gifts and sacrifice, our high priest must make an offering too. He didn't defy the law. The law said you got to do it. He just did it better than they do it. They brought money. They brought animals. They brought gifts. But our God, who represents the Spirit, the most high priest, he said, our high priest, he did make an offering. If he were here on earth, he would not be even a priest, since they already a priest who offered gifts required by the law. That, you know, those are the priests in the temples. Those are the rabbis. Those are the we offer those things. They still do. They serve in a system of worship that is only a copy, a shadow of the real heaven. Why? They've never been to heaven.
My God.
Our God came from heaven to pay the price for us. So when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning. Be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I've shown you here on the mountain. But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that was far superior to the old priest.
My God. Far superior to any pastor, far superior to any imam,
far superior to any other title that you give them. Bishop, apostle, it's far superior. I don't care what man says. I don't care how we want to glorify ourselves, how people want to glorify. It's far superior than anything on this earth. So I need to tell somebody today. Remember, no, I'm telling all of us today, you can't always listen to what man says. You got to try it by the Spirit. And when you try it by the Spirit, it'll tell you if it comes from God.
Amen. Say on, preacher.
I'm going to leave that alone. If you try by the Spirit, God will confirm whether it came from me or it didn't. In the story, you can read, because he says what? He goes on and says, the day is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors. When I took them by the hand here in Hebrews, saying the same thing he referred to back in Jeremiah. So what? I'm going to put it in their hearts.
Yes.
The glory of Lord. God is in you.
Thank you, Lord.
The covenant of God is in you. The fulfilling of the covenant is in you.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of the Lord is in you. His glory is in you. His glory you, is in you. His glory, oh, somebody. And I need to tell
you now,
here comes the good news. We always want good news. We always want good news. I know somebody woke up this morning saying, you know, okay, God, I hope there's some money that miraculously shows up in my bank account. I hope that they give me a stimulus. I hope that somebody overpays me. I hope, Lord God, that you bless me, because it's going to be better than before. Well, it is good news, but the best news is what I'm about to share with you now. The second Jesus is better than the first.
My God.
I didn't make this thing up. This is what the word said. The second covenant, which is Jesus, and I put it in parentheses so you know, is better than the first. They're not equal. They're not one and the same. The second is better than the first. It's in the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at verses 11 through 13. So if the old way, which has been replaced, is glorious, how much more glorious is the new, which remains forever? Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Since the new way gives us such confidence, we can be very bold. We gotta be bold. We are not like Moses. Oh, Moses had what? Put a veil over his face so the people of Israel will not see the glory, even though it was destined to fade away. It was destined to fade away. Look, Moses said, look, I got to put a veil because I didn't see Jesus. I didn't see God, but I saw his glory pass by me. Oh, and that thing put a light on Moses. Oh, y'all got to understand, when Moses came down from the mountain, there was radiance, there was a light, but that light couldn't last forever.
My God.
That light was going to go out. It's like I said in Sunday school, you can have kindling, and when the vines dry up, you throw them in the fire. It gives you a hot fire right away, but it's going to die out. But he says here, he said, look, that was going to have to go away. But the glory that I put inside you, the glory that I'm going to share with you, that don't be inside on this new covenant, can never be put up. So if the old one was good, this one's got to be better than the old. So it's more glory. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, Father God, thank you that I'm not stuck on the old, but the old was good, and I'm glad it was good. It served the purpose of what you said and determined. But Father God, thank you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
You came and made it more glorious.
Yes.
Your spirit lives within me. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Spirit,
glory to your
spirit,
name.
Your spirit. Oh, you don't have to believe what I say, y'all. Look at what it says in Galatians. Go to Galatians, the third chapter, verse 7. And I just want to give you the word, y'all. I don't know why, but God just said, give you the word. You can go look it up for yourself. You ain't got to just take the word that somebody preached. Go see it for yourself so you got some backup when you talk to somebody. Say, the real children of Abraham, the real verses 7 and 8, third chapter, the real children of Abraham then are those who put their faith in God. And that's true. What's more, the scriptures look forward to this time when God would make the Gentiles right in his sight because of their faith. Jews, the Jewish empire, which thought they were the biggest, the best, and the baddest, and the onlys. He said, he said, no, the real faith is what? The Gentiles right in the sight because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, all nations will be blessed through you. Look at God's perfect plan. Yes. That's why the glory's in you. God told Abraham, not just the Jewish nation. He said all nations. And the only way all nations can be accomplished is through Jesus Christ. Could be accomplished through the law, because the law is condemning. You know how we use the law. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt. You know how we use the law. So if you ain't got the same God I got, there can't be nothing else that happened. But Jesus said, I'll draw all men. So guess what? I believe today there are rabbis who are going to accept Jesus before it's over. I believe today there are imams in the Muslim faith who are going to accept Jesus before it's over. Why? Because I will draw all. Why? Because he promised that all nations. So guess what? There are going to be some Jews.
There are
going to be some Muslims. There are going to be some Hindus. There are going to be some other things. There are going to be some, I don't know what I believe in, folks, that are going to come to know Jesus Christ. Because we have not allowed the spirit of the Lord who lives with us and his glory that lives with us to go forth to show that when they see the glory of God, they're going to come a running. When they see the glory of God, they're going to drop their houses. They're going to drop their pride. They're going to drop their selfishness. They're going to drop their doubt. They're going to drop their fear and see the glory of God. Oh, Father, give me what you got. Oh, whatever it is, teach me. Oh, whatever it is, how do I get what I see this in you?
Thank you, Lord.
That's just the word. That's just the word. That's just the word. Don't limit what God is doing and what God has done by what we think. Too many people, we
hinder
what God says instead of just doing what God does. And then what happens is we confuse people. Then what happens is we teach it wrong or we say it wrong and we get people in bondage. That's why there's so much division, because we're teaching things. That's why we're making... That's why we're doing things that does not represent God, and it reveals to us the spirit that we're operating out of. Thank you, Lord God. It didn't permit me to say a derogatory word. Thank you, Lord God. If we don't teach it right, it can't come out right. If we don't walk right, then it won't be presented right. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, when we do what you say, and we know that the second is better than the first, Lord God, love will abide. Thank you, Holy
Ghost. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The last thing, and I'm going to let you go. The last thing, and I'm going to let you go, is behold the glory of God. When you get down through the end of chapter 3, and you go through, and there's some things in the middle, said, but the people's mind or heart, we see that today. And whenever the old covenant is being read, the same veil covers their minds so they cannot understand the truth. Sometimes we get stuck in a place that the law is the law. But Jesus said, okay, what? I came to fulfill the law. So he didn't say forget the law, but he said, the greater commandment I give you, what? That you love one another. When you're holding people accountable to be judged, you're not looking as Jesus said, how do I show them the better way? You need to stop doing this, then I can show you. No, he said, show them the better way. They'll stop on their own. Somebody needs to testify right now. You know, you to do that and the other. But when you saw the better way by God, you stopped doing what you used to do. Why? Not because somebody said stop doing it. We've been told a long time ago. My daddy said, don't gamble, don't do this, don't do that. Guess what I did? I went and did that. But when Christ got a hold of my life and Christ became first, I put away foolish, childish things. And what? I started worshiping on the things of God. So now you can't tempt me with alcohol. You can't. That was my old self. You can't tempt me to want to gamble. That was my old self. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. You can't tempt me to want a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pride and all these things because I want the business, the best, the best. You can't tempt me now because I want what God's got, and that's where I'm going. That was me. But when I saw Christ for who he is, the Savior of my life, when I saw Christ for who he is, the provider of my life, when I saw Christ for who he is and his glory was in me, I didn't need any of those things. Y'all can have it. Y'all can keep it. All I want you to do is see the glory of God in me and come on and get along. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes. Yes.
So look at what happens when you do. It's in verse 16 through 18. So what? But whenever someone turns to the Lord, have you turned to the Lord today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Jesus.
Under the law, you could not look upon God. Under the law, we knew it was in the inner chamber. Under the law, it was written on the tablets. Under the law, it's written on the Torah. Under the law, it's behind closed doors. Under the law, only a few select people can ever get to it. Under the law, take my word for it. What if the person that's telling you ain't right? Then all of a sudden you take their word for something and they ain't right, or they in the wrong spirit, and that's who we trust. He said, under the law, it was what? He said, but after God, after Jesus came and after Jesus died for it, he said, that veil was taken away. So now you can see clear. Oh, somebody can see clear. Jesus. Now you can see for yourself.
Yes.
For the Lord is the Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. I said in Sunday school today, I said, look, you don't have to understand how God works for me. This morning, one of my devotionals said, "What? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There it was, and it unfolded. And as I said, I normally don't read them until later on this particular one. I read some more, some later. And I said, well, something said, and when I opened it up, and when I opened it up, and I read through all that was in this devotional, and I read page after page, all of a sudden, I just started shouting. I said, Lord, that's just what you said for me to say. That's what's on my screen. They said, because that's the truth of the word. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes, yes, yes.
So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glory. The glory of the Lord is in you because the veil has been removed. The glory of the Lord is in you because you see and understand how awesome our God is. You don't have to stop there. If you just go down to chapter 4 and verses 4 and verse 6, it says this. Look, he said, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They're unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. They reject that image. So everything that's following Satan, everybody, they do their best to let you know, that ain't real. But in verse 6, he says, look, somewhere in 6. For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so we can what? Know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus. For God, who has said what? Let there be light. In creation, he goes back. In the beginning, when it was all there, he said, let there be light, and there was light. Guess what? That's an analogy. That's an allegorical comment that says what? Look, there's darkness in our life. We're born into sin. But when we receive Jesus, he says what? Let there be light.
Yes.
Do you realize when the Spirit of God is in you, God has said, let there be light? I'm not talking about light on the dark, but when the Spirit of God is in you, God has said, let there be light. He said, I came to die. I came to be buried. I came to get up with victory over all death and all power over everything so that you can have light inside here. So where the darkness used to reside in your heart, now I put light on the inside. So my glory, which is on the inside, shut. So that's why there's a continence about you sometimes. That's why when people look upon you, they want to run to you. That's why when they see and understand the awesome love that you have, you do things differently. They begin to understand it. There's something on the inside that's got to come out on the outside.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. And I'm going to leave you with this, and then I'm done. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this. You might not believe it, but behold, the glory of God is in you. And if you want to know where it is, go to Romans. Go to Romans. Go to Romans. Go to Romans, the 8th chapter. We quote some scripture from Romans 8. We don't quote them all, but I just want to leave you with 2:29-30. Say, for God knew his people in advance. And he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Jesus had to be first. God's son had to be first. But he said, what? Yeah. Among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And have given them right standing, he gave them his glory. So as Jesus proclaimed the truth after Jesus got out on the cross, and Jesus revealed himself after death, that he was still alive, he said, I come to give you life and give it to you more abundant. Jesus said, look, I was dead, but I'm alive. Some of them still didn't want, some of some Thomases, hey, I need to put my finger. He said, come on, Thomas, put your finger right here. Come on, Thomas, because he can see. But he said, but there be those who believe because it is what it is, because God said it. Today we are those who believe because it is what it is, and that God said it, and God said we are the brothers and sisters, we're heirs and joy. If you're a joint heir, you're not an afterthought. You are right on the same line with Jesus. He ain't worried about it because he's put his glory on the inside of you. And with a glory on the inside of you, that means that right now he's not concerned with how you act. He knows how you're going to act. He's not concerned that you won't love. He knows you got to love because the glory of God that's in you can't do anything else.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. It'll hold your tongue.
Yes.
When you should not speak. It'll even forgive you when you act on things. God will send you to the right people that won't get offended so that you can have conversations that you can do what the Lord said. He'll put you in a group of pastors that you're like-minded to love God, even though you think differently in the world, so that you can have conversations that one by one by one, we each come to a better understanding of what the truth is. One by one by one, he'll show us the error of our ways through the commandment, but then he'll give us what the greater commandment is, that you love one another as I have loved you. So whether you're on the left or the right, you're going to love one another. Whether you're up or you're down, you're going to love one another. Whether you're rich or you're poor, you're going to love one another.
Yes,
whether you're
poor
or you're white, you're going to love one another. Whether you're Hispanic or you're some other nationality, you're going to love one another. Whether you think you know it all or you don't know it all, you're going to love one another. Whether you got everything going on or you don't, you're going to love one another. Whether you got something going on or you don't, you're gonna love. That's why you're gonna pray for somebody.
Jesus.
You spend 3 hours of your own time to pray for somebody. That's why when somebody comes to your mind, you gotta say the name of Jesus, Lord have mercy. That's why the Lord said your countenance will show different than what people think you are. Why? Because the spirit, the glory of God is on the inside of you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Glory, glory.
All that my people will humble themselves.
Thank you.
And turn from their wicked ways. Oh, that my people would seek me first.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, that my people would come unto me as a little child. Oh, that my people.
Lord God.
Oh, that my people.
Lord God.
Oh, that my people would behold the glory that I've placed in them. Oh, that my people would know the gift that I've placed in them. And the power and the anointing by my spirit.
Yes.
To overcome. Oh, that my people will know that I've given them the ability to walk on water. Oh, that my people will know that I've given them the ability to speak and the devil will flee. Oh, that my people will know that I've given them to speak and touch and diseases will be healed. Oh, that my people would know that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to me but by me, to the Father but by me. Oh, that my
people.
Oh, that my people.
Yes.
Know that I sit at the right hand of the Father, patiently Jesus. Waiting for the instruction Jesus. Of my Father to say, go and bring them home. Oh, that my people know that I know the thoughts I have for you. Oh, that my people.
Oh God,
know that I say to my Father over and over and over, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Oh, that my
God.
People
oh, God.
Rejoice today.